It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, let's do it. Let's get the appropriate amount of vitriol worked up over an opponent, the Indianapolis Colts. There's nothing, no stats, no analytics, no drive charts in this segment.
Yeah,
this is pure emotion.
This is just visceral. Yeah. I know where the game is being played.
Yep.
So one game this week that I can tell you for certain, I know where the venue is. It's at Energy Stadium.
You're sure?
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to be there before the game.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, 9 a.m.
Right.
We got radio
good.
Do. Yeah. Look forward to seeing you there. So five
these
reasons.
Miserable, sad sap, inbred, illiterate hillbillies in a state with
easy.
No hills.
Save some, man. It's only 8:26. We got 11 more minutes to go.
All right,
let's do this. Five reasons I hate you. We hate the Colts. Reason number five. This is the organization that housed one of the worst general managers in all of football. Maybe I should like them for that since they were in a division with the Texans. But that Ryan Grigson held a job and actually won Executive of the Year one year with the Colts.
Yeah.
Because the team he had was so bad, they were able to pick Andrew Luck.
Yep.
Still offends me to this day. Trent Richardson was on the Pivot podcast, I believe. He was on a podcast. I forget which podcast it was.
It was the Pivot podcast.
Was it Pivot? Okay.
Ryan Clark was talking to him.
That's right. Okay, so Pivot podcast. Trent Richardson, former running back, high pick of the Browns, third overall pick of the Browns, traded to the Colts for a first-round pick. He had this little Grigson anecdote.
You learn different ways to get through stuff. And so for me, I never turned to drugs, never did it, never. I don't even drink. And so, man, like, imagine getting messed with about weight, right? I'm 232. We're only 4% of body fat. How can I lose weight? And now y'all trying to make this a thing, man. Have you ever been in a dang complex and your GM tell you that you dead to me?
Mm. Who was the GM at that time?
Ryan Grigson.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm. He said you're dead to me.
Yeah, said the same thing about Dirty. Well, he told me he said that about him.
We're good. Dirty is LaRon Landry, by the way. Yeah.
Okay, so to recap and why that is all so stupid,
yeah,
is that I, you know, like, for one, I don't like Trent Richardson was bad in Cleveland already. It was clear that his vision, he just did not have good NFL vision. He'd come from a college where, man, the hole's gonna be there, it's gonna be 5 foot wide at Alabama, and you're gonna run through it. And he was really good in that regard. But the Colts traded a first round pick for Trent
mm-hmm.
Richardson.
Yeah.
And then that clown Ryan Grigson apparently tried to blame Trent Richardson's body fat or something for why Trent Richardson wasn't a good back.
Yeah.
You traded a first round pick for
yes.
after averaging 3.6 yards per attempt in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he was that was one of the dumbest trades of all time.
Right, right.
So, yes, the finger pointing that's just a flat out character trait of Indianans
yes.
and Indianapolis Colts members. Yes, to the extreme right
For
there.
Purposes of this segment, Grigson may as well still be a Colt. Reason number four, Sam Ehlinger is on the Colts. He's a backup quarterback. Remember, he played in the Week 18 game a couple years ago against the Texans. I still find Sam Ehlinger annoying based largely on this little quote here from the podium after a win in the Sugar Bowl a few years ago.
Longhorn Nation, we're back!
You're back. You're back now. It has nothing to do with you. Like, Longhorn Nation is back now. They're a top. But you were not back at all back then. Like, in fact, Tom Herman got fired a couple years later after that.
It sounded like the crowd was into it.
Yeah,
they can't potentially have had any issues with him saying we're back.
He popped in. Well, they were very drunk. I will say that at the time. It was in New Orleans at a bowl game late at night. I think they were very drunk. Yeah.
Yeah. The Sam Ehlinger, who also went to Westlake High as well.
Yeah.
So one extra reason to despise the Westlake crew up there.
Yeah, the pretty boys. Yeah.
Trying to import Westlake. Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm surprised Sam Ehlinger.
He's probably got hot takes. I bet he's got hot takes about the Astros, just like other Westlake guys.
Oh, he probably
Clayton
does.
Clayton Kershaw.
For purposes.
I bet he and Clayton Kershaw get together and talk all kinds of smack about the Astros. Make all kinds of excuses. Yep.
For purposes of this segment, he does have takes about the Astros. I guarantee it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Reason number three to hate the Indianapolis Colts. You know who's on their practice squad? Derek Rivers. Derek Rivers, who was on and off of the Houston Texans so many times over the last 2 years, I got motion sickness reading his Wikipedia page. Like, he would get waived and brought back and put on the practice squad. all the time. I think he spent more years with the Texans than Andre Johnson did. That's what it felt like in the end. He got put on and off of this team so much. But the big thing, you know who officiated his wedding?
Oh, there was one Chaplain Jack Easterby.
The people person.
Yes.
The people person officiated Derek Rivers' wedding.
The chaplain slash character coach slash vice president of operations for the Texans.
He's a Foge, an F-O-G-J-E, a friend of Jack Easterby. A Foge.
He was one of Jack Easterby's biggest champions, one of his best projects, one of his greatest stories.
He is a Colts. He is an Indianapolis Colts.
I always felt bad about that with Derek Rivers because he seems like a hell of a guy. And yet I cannot wash the stench away from you.
It is quite the stench.
God, what if Jack Easterby shows up on the sidelines at this game on the
Colts?
Side?
Well, that would be fun. That would be a lot of fun. It would be good for Monday in Houston.
Yeah, that would be that would be awesome.
It would be amazing.
That would be awesome.
It would be amazing. All right, reason number two. Pat McAfee and his crew are starting to annoy me. It is high time that they show up in Five Reasons I Hate You, Colts edition. Here was J.J. Watt just trying to have an innocent conversation with Pat and his minions earlier this week about this matchup, this big matchup of AFC South foes.
Speaking of Indiana, we got Colts Texans. Sad, it's the saddest the last one of the year. It's already the second one. Sad, it's so early.
Let me go on.
Big game this weekend.
Yeah, and potentially that's why the game went the way it did against the Dolphins, because it was kind of a trap game, because we're looking ahead to the Texans.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But Colts are able to take care of business.
Mm-hmm. AR is undefeated in Houston.
Yeah. And on the
Why do you have to look ahead to the Texans? That means they're in front of you, doesn't it? Yeah, that does.
Yeah, on the calendar,
For now.
On the calendar, it was ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. No, on the standings also.
Well, it's been a long decade with you guys potentially being above us on the standings.
One game up.
That's right. We win this one. Hold it.
You're
going
to have to throw for more than 86 yards, brother.
Yeah, what's going on? Is everything okay down there? Is Slowick losing it?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Enough of these guys. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the thing that annoyed me about that one was that I feel like McAfee thought that he had gotten JJ by like countering his own point. Yeah. Like McAfee had said, well, they might have been looking ahead to the Texans.
Yeah.
And JJ was like, yeah, and why were you looking ahead to the Texans? And then McAfee was like, well, because it's on the calendar that way.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, right. But you were fixated on them because you were ahead of the... You can't use your own point against you.
Yeah.
You're just arguing against your own point, McAfee.
Yep.
He's been living in Indiana too long.
Yeah, man.
He got a good Pennsylvania public education, and then he went off to a land where 25%, only 25% of Indianans are literate, and it's infected him.
I still can't tell the difference between the voices of Cowboy Hat Guy and Mullet Guy among the McAfee crew there.
They're different people?
They're different. Well, I mean... I mean they're different human beings, but I get your point. Like
are they friends of Pat's from high school or something?
That's a good
question.
If they're friends of his from high school that they have taken Indianapolis and the Colts on so strongly,
They do a lot of dirty work for Pat McAfee.
Probably.
I feel like there's a whole lot of like, I'm responsible for bringing up clips on the internet during the show, but also. I'm also responsible for getting NDAs signed.
Yeah,
and
burying bodies,
procuring substances on the road, whatever it might be.
So
hiding murder weapons.
Reason number two: McAfee and his crew are getting to be very annoying. Reason number one, and I'm going to drag all of you into the world I've been. This damn tune has been ringing in my head for 2 days. Seth DeFlo Erskine's. Mm-hmm. The anthem, the Colts anthem guy, has not made one for the Texans that I have found yet. He usually drops them Friday around lunchtime.
Yeah.
But this is what, Ben, let's play the first one that he did for the Texans in week one. If you've not been listening when we talk about the Colts and this guy, get ready. Here we go.
All right, Colts season is here. Let's go, Colts! Woo! This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts, whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Texans. Let Goodson get his good pay back. This is our team. Go Colts!
Look, before anybody starts in, this is not like a this is not a guy who's as far as we know, nobody's come up and said, "Hey, he's." You know, a little He's got challenges or something like that. Yeah. No, he's just a weirdo.
Yeah.
He's just a weirdo from Indianapolis.
Yes.
That, that makes these. He does it with the Colts mascot and like in a weird, like uncomfortable furry type situation. He'll bring cheerleaders in, or you can tell he's like. He's probably like violating some kind some kind of court order against having women in his place. It just it's a creepy, weird thing, and Colts fans love it.
They love
it. They think this is the essence of everything that's right with the shoe.
He is going into the Ring of Honor. Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, Dwight Freeney, Seth DeFlo Erskine.
I hope this is the week that Jim Irsay is playing lead guitar in this rendition of it this week.
When this it comes out,
I hope Jim Irsay makes an appearance.
I'll keep an eye out for it. Hopefully it drops before the end of the show.
This is our Colts.
This is our team. We bleed blue. Same way I'm bleeding right now from this bullet wound I just got.
Irsay ducks down out of camera view and then pops back up with his eyes wide open. Perfect elocution.
And nays.
Dust all over his face.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
people weighing in on the text page. Reason number 5 to hate the Colts. Anthony Richardson makes any wide receiver unplayable in fantasy. Screw that sub 50% D-bag. And then they say, actually, I don't think he's a D-bag. He seems like a really good dude. But F him. Hey. If you have any wide receiver on the Colts, that's bad news in fantasy.
And I'll remind people of my longstanding order to Houstonians. If Jim Irsay ever tries to pull that crap again where he signs a $100 bill and gives it to an opposing fan because he's such a generous bro, throw it, crumple it up and throw it in his face. Okay?
Yep.
I will reimburse you that $100.
Okay.
If you crumple it up and throw it in his face.
We need video proof that it happened though. Seth isn't just gonna go walk around handing $100 bills to people.
Yeah, Big Daddy Irsay trying to buy middle-aged men's affection with signed $100 bills. Yeah.
Text message. I hate that the city of Indianapolis requires two forms of ID to get in, a driver's license and a tramp stamp. That's a good one.
You know what? One of the other thing too, one of their promotional videos from the off season, they played, it was when they were unveiling their new uniforms, I think, or their alternate uniforms. They played Indiana Knights, the Tom Petty song. And it's like, this is how stupid they are. That song is about like people that are disillusioned, literally tired of this town.
Yes.
Like staring down at Market Square.
No.
Basically wanting to get the hell out of there because their life sucks. Like, I got to get out of here. I've got to get out of here.
Dude.
Hey, that sounds like a song that we should put in front of one of our hype videos. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Well, Born in the USA is the same thing, right? Like, Born in the USA is not...
Yeah, it's not an over-the-top patriotic song or anything. It's a
at all.
But it gets used that way a lot.
It does, because it's got, like, this hype beat to it.
It's got Born in the USA.
Yeah, and Bruce Springsteen's rasping it out. Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. A text message. That's old. Get new material. We did use Seth Erskine on the first one, but that anthem thing is just too good not to use.
He keeps putting out new content.
He does.
Kinda.
He does every week. He does a different one every week.
Last Dance with Mary Jane. One More Time to Kill the Pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
Yeah.
This is somebody Woo-hoo! Who wants to leave before Woo-hoo! Summer comes.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. Go Indy.
Oh, summer in Indianapolis? God, no.
We love
Get me the hell out of here.
For the shoe.
I'm going back to Pensacola, wherever the hell Tom Petty's from. Yeah.
Let's get to next segment. An NBA player has one of the worst takes and cross-sport comparisons that you're going to hear. Another former NBA player is a hero. You'll hear the audio of that coming up next.